Brothers and sisters in Christ, to understand what spirit is, we should understand the heart of spirit first. The heart of spirit includes goodness, love, faith, hope, and the like. Just as the works of the flesh are the source of flesh, the heart of spirit is classified as goodness, love, faith, hope, and the like. Those who want to resemble Father God must long for achieving the heart of spirit and entering into deeper level of spirit. But the enemy devil and Satan dislike God's children coming into spirit and resembling God. So they try to make them lose the fullness and stop circumcising their hearts. If anyone says to our mommy members, God doesn't exist, power is not real, then none of you will listen to them, to him, or accept it. The enemy devil and Satan gives you the thoughts, because many people of spirit and even people of Holy Spirit changed, you cannot believe any people of spirit or Holy Spirit. And they make you have ill feelings on them. We should consider it precious to understand God's heart and to resemble Him and His goodness and love. But some of you put the blame on others even while you are following the fleshly attributes yourself. Those who truly hope for New Jerusalem and truly want to resemble Father God's heart should first think how sad Father God would be looking at those changed people of spirit and Holy Spirit. Lucifer, who once loved God from the heart and offered up touching praises to him, betrayed God with one-third of angels. Looking at the incident, you should not think, what was the use of praising God so beautifully and giving glory to Him? It would have been better if she didn't offer such praises. But you should make up your mind to offer up praises with heart without changing. The same goes for coming in spirit and whole spirit. We should not think it is wrong because many people betrayed and went to their own way. But we should confess, I will become man of spirit and whole spirit whom God is pleased with, and I should always try to find my shortcomings and fill them until the Lord comes again. When the Lord calls us, we should be people of whole spirit, preserved, complete, without blame. We should not recall those who changed after coming into spirit and whole spirit, but we should remember how fathers of faith thought of Father God without change. Also, we should console the heart of Father God who feels sad for people who changed. Moreover, we should long for a deeper level of goodness and spirit. If people came into spirit with their own strength 100%, they must have not changed. It's because spirit doesn't change. But because 99% was filled up in the space of the shepherd, once they get out of that space, they may become more evil than worldly people. Therefore, I hope you diligently fill your spirit in the shepherd's space without changing or looking at the world, and I hope you enter New Jerusalem. The goodness, love, faith, and hope in the sight of people of flesh are different from those in the sight of people of spirit. I hope you, we will look into that difference. I hope you not take this message as the standard to judge others, but have time for checking yourself and feeling your shortages through this message. To come into a deeper level of spirit, let us look into the heart of goodness first. We can say that the heart of spirit is the heart of goodness. So if you achieve the heart of spirit, you cannot think of evil nor have evil in heart. Man of spirit doesn't even think of evil. So they don't have evil thought or show evil actions or words. They cannot even, they can't even try. Even if they try to have evil in heart or think something in evil, they cannot do so. It just returns to goodness. If they try to have any evil thought, it returns to goodness in a couple of seconds. They forget it. But for men of flesh, if they want to have evil thought, they keep thinking of it. Even if they try not to think evil, they think evil all the more. They are, the spirit, men of flesh are opposite to men of spirit. So people of flesh feel distressed and painful on nothing special. So in order to fulfill the heart of spirit, we have to think of goodness always, and we have to keep thinking of good things and train ourselves to change our every thought into good thought. Think about the past. When you try to change yourself, if you had evil thought during the day, you prayed earnestly about it in Daniel prayer meeting and trained yourself to have good thought in your daily life. Also, whenever you had evil thought, you try to discipline yourselves and to return to have good thought. If you felt uncomfortable about someone, you try to understand him looking at his good points. You try to think in his shoes. Our mommy members lived such Christian life. I heard a testimony from a district leader. A district leader said to send him, send her to some district because there is no worker. And she gives this testimony. She serves for her mother-in-law, father-in-law, and husband because he learned the message of the Lord, of the holiness gospel. But after she did good, rather, her parents-in-law didn't like it. And they found they wanted to eat some other food. In Daniel prayer meeting, she tried to look back upon herself if she didn't fit things to her mother-in-law. She tried to make her mother-in-law happy. And during this week, she said, when the mother-in-law passed away, she left some money, and she shared the money to the siblings, I mean her children, and she gave the much more money to her husband because she took care of her very well. And she said she received the house. I could hear this kind of testimony. I hear many happy stories from my parish members, those who kept doing truth and goodness. They are receiving blessings. There was a member who put some words of goodness and truth taught by our senior pastor through the SNS, and he was blessed greatly in finance this year. During this week, I heard that testimony too. Because he tries to think in goodness in all the time, he could receive much blessing. Brothers and sisters in Christ, are you still trying to achieve the heart of goodness by checking your thought and changing it to goodness? Or aren't you passing judgment or condemning others following the thought given by the enemy devil? If you truly hope for New Jerusalem, you should remember the word of truth and try to discover your shortages and change. You should check if your word and thought was good, and you should try to change it into goodness habitually, even without knowledge. When you longed for goodness, you tried to think good and rather checked yourself even when someone said harsh words to you. But now, aren't you saying right or wrong about others and delivering words to others and say you are better than them? The subjects, the people we should follow are our forefathers who achieved the heart of the Holy Spirit and got the ticket to New Jerusalem. We should check if we thought in goodness like they did, if we thought in the sight of God, and if we try to save others. We should pursue and plan goodness. Brothers and sisters, even after coming into Spirit, we are still far from the goodness of God. Although we don't have evil, we still have to feel the lack of goodness to be perfect. Let's say you filled your heart with goodness and entered the level of goodness that you don't have any ill feelings, but the third level and fourth level of goodness are very high. The person at the second level of goodness cannot understand the third or fourth level of goodness. The second level of goodness is that you don't have any ill feelings to anyone who does evil to you. Your heart is not shaken at all. But comparing to the perfect goodness, it is still the level of passive goodness. It is still very much different from the perfect goodness that God wants us to fulfill. Only when you fulfill the fourth level of goodness, you can say you are perfectly good. However, at least if you fulfill the third level of goodness, you can be recognized close to the perfect goodness. The third level of goodness is the goodness that you'd rather impress people who harm you with good words and actions. You can change even people who harm you by impressing them with good words and actions. How great goodness it is. Only when you fulfill that level of goodness, you can change others. And if you achieve the third level of goodness completely, you can be said that you have come into the Holy Spirit. Our senior pastor gave the lectures on Spirit and Holy Spirit for all MAMI members. He didn't teach only people with Spirit or Holy Spirit. He taught them lectures. He gave the lectures on Spirit and Holy Spirit to all our members. Even though you are lacking yet, I hope you pray and try to act with goodness of impression. When you check yourself with the word and try to practice it, sometimes you feel frustrated because you haven't fulfilled it yet. But the goodness Father God wants is to move the heart of even people who give you a hard time. So, we should pray for them, comfort and give strength to them, Father, and keep showing good words and actions. During this week, I met a person who ran a business. Because the business went well, he expanded the shop. Then the neighbors came to complain. Then this member prayed to God, because I am a member of MAMI, please bless that neighbor too, so that he can be happy. Because he does good to neighbors. Many neighbors come to his shop and have conversation with each other. Many people want to come to this store and buy things from here. So the people around that store, they say the shop is success. Because he is running the business with faith. He first do his duties for the Lord. Even though he runs the shop for a few hours, Father God gives a financial blessing to him. The way to come into Spirit and Holy Spirit is not a wide path. Because it's a narrow way, many people do not go that way. Also, many people live on the way. There are people who left while they were going the way with Apostle Paul. But those who truly want to resemble the heart of God and live by His will always ask for God's will and empty themselves. They will always try to find their shortages and fill themselves to achieve higher level of spirit and goodness. Even though you have come into spirit, you still have deficiency and shortages of goodness. Having deficiency of perfect goodness means that you are yet far from perfect goodness. Although you came into spirit, you are far from perfect goodness. Let me give you an example so that you can understand what the deficiency of perfect goodness is. Let's say you are driving a car on the highway with a speed limit of 6 kilometers per hour. Suddenly, a car with emergency light was coming behind you. However, because it is one lane road, you can't move off to the side where the rear car cannot pass you. And you keep running with 6 kilometers per hour, thinking, I'm following the traffic rules. Well, you think you're keeping the rules, but if you consider the car behind you just a little bit, what would you do? You're following the rules. So should you just keep driving like that? Brothers and sisters, you should not take this example like you may break traffic rules according to your need. The reason why I'm giving this example is to make you realize that you may not even understand that you are giving a hard time, although you think you're acting the truth. If you do not realize this, you cannot have peace with all people. Of course, you should practice the truth, but you should also check if you are doing harm to others because of that. This is the heart of goodness. For another example, let's say you are parking a car. There is a parking lot number 4. However, the car in the lot number 5 was parked at an angle. So if you park your car in number 4, the cars in other lots cannot get out easily. And the time is running. Even though you park your car in the lot number 4, it is not wrong. The one who did wrong was he who parked the car in the lot number 5. You just park your car in the permitted place. In this situation, some person cannot park in the lot number 4 and go to find some other place. Why? Because he didn't want to give any inconvenience to others. Some other person will just park his car in lot number 4 because he doesn't do anything wrong. He doesn't feel any pain of conscience. Those who have deficiency of goodness are like this person. They think they didn't break the truth, but acted right. But it is different from the heart of perfect goodness. About the deficiency of perfect goodness, I explained with an example of following traffic rules and parking a car. Now, I'm going to explain about the shortages of goodness. I'll also give the same examples. You're driving a car on one lane road with a speed limit of 6 kilometers. Suddenly, a car with emergency light was coming behind. Those who have deficiency will think that they will just keep the rules and go the right path without considering the other's position. They can drive a little faster until they meet some space for a rear car's passing, but they don't do so because they think that they are following traffic rules. It's their limit. On the contrary, those who have shortages sometimes drive fast, thinking of the car behind, but sometimes they don't. That is, those who have deficiency do not think of the real car, but those who have shortages think of the real car, but not all the time. Let's think with the example of parking. You want to park your car and there are 2 empty parking lots. Let's say there are lot number 1 and lot number 5. It's very comfortable to park your car in lot number 1, but you may give a hard time to the cars in lot number 2, 3, or 4 when they get out. On the contrary, if you park your car in the lot number 5, it may be inconvenient for you, but other cars can get out easily. Even if you park in the lot number 1, other cars can also get out. But if you park in the lot number 5, they can get out more easily. At this time, parking in the lot number 1 and parking in the lot number 5 have difference of goodness. Those who have shortages of perfect goodness sometimes park the car in the lot number 1 or lot number 5. They don't always park the car in the lot number 5, but sometimes they park the car in the lot number 1. Parking in the lot number 1 is not hindering other cars from getting out, but so they do so by situations. Those who have deficiencies do not care. If only they park the car in the right place, even though they block others' car. But those who have shortage consider others, but not all the time. Deficiency and shortage make your actions different like this. This is one example. Through this example, I hope you can check yourself how much goodness you have fulfilled comparing to perfect goodness. I mean, not just the time when you drive a car or park your car, but also when you do something, you should check how much you consider others. There is a small group leader. She became the small group leader for the first time. So she was very eager to do her duty. But in the first meeting, she saw the member who was not happy. And next time, she saw the person, and that person was not happy either. This small leader wanted to serve lunch. Buy some lunch for the member. But the member didn't like the menu she picked. Then this leader thought she was short of that duty. So she lost the eager for her duty. But during the prayer, she realized that the person who was not happy was in difficult situation in her family. It was not because she disliked the leader. It was because he was in difficult situation. Also, if there are people who want to eat different kind of food, When people buy some food, it's... But the leader thought, she was not doing her duty well. She didn't consider others. She thought like that. If you cannot consider others, to focus on your deed of truth, it is deficiency. You consider others, but not all the time, then it is shortage. If you try to realize it with prayer, you can discover yourself in many cases. Our senior pastor explained these examples. Because when we realize these things and change them one by one, we can enter into deeper level of spirit and whole spirit. It is what God wants us to do. Then we will have more goodness and more spiritual love, and we'll resemble the Father God's heart. Then you will receive different blessings. Being loved by God, receiving blessings and answers, everything will be different. We should not stop after coming into spirit. If we come into spirit deeper, God's love and His blessing we receive will be different. To come into the deeper level of spirit, secondly, let's look into hope. Men of flesh have hope for heaven within the limit of flesh. Let's say When men of flesh, I want to be in the Lord's bosom. It's a fleshly confession from difficult situation because they want to avoid the reality, they say so. Would a man of flesh really want to be in the Lord's bosom? It just means I'd rather be in the Lord's bosom because this life is so hard for me now. It's not the true confession of hope for the longing heart, with the longing heart for the Lord. On the contrary, when men of spirit say, I want to be in the Lord's bosom, it gives a totally different fragrance. It's the confession of hope for heaven because they love and miss the Lord from the heart. It is never to avoid the reality or hardships of the present. Therefore, although men of spirit long and miss the Lord a lot, they can take heavier cross than now if it's the will of Father God and for the sake of His kingdom. This is the heart of spirit. Men of flesh want to avoid the heavy cross by all means, but men of spirit willingly take a very heavy cross for the Lord. They don't say they are carrying the cross. They think it's to pay back the love they received from the Lord. Their hearts are totally different like this. So men of spirit can do their duties faithfully and boldly go into the Lord's bosom. I believe that our mommy members are doing so because you love the Lord, because you have received a great grace. So you can do your duties. You can do more duties. You are confessing like that. Prophet Elijah was not confident or strong in his nature. He may be said to have a weak or humble character. This character may seem to be passive and timid. So Elijah thought he was always lacking. He thought he didn't have anything to be proud of. He didn't have self-confidence. So he didn't have some great ambition as a man and do some work boldly. He didn't insist on himself before others. If someone gave another opinion, he didn't try to carry his point but drooped first. So he didn't break peace with others, but he seemed to be weak and indecisive. But when he did God's work, he said only amen to anything for God's will and His kingdom with a heart that he could willingly carry the heavier cross. Therefore, when he was changed into whole spirit and used as God's prophet, he was so strong and confident. He competed with 850 Gentile prophets and boldly proclaimed the will of God to the king Ahab, who threatened him to death. He overcame his passive character and showed how active, strong, and confident he was. He didn't work with his fleshly appearance and character, but changed himself with fervent prayer, thinking of God's will. His weak character could be his weak point, but he overcame that weak point, and he was used as a precious vessel for God. But his natural character didn't disappear completely. His passive and timid character changed into calm and delicate character after he changed the traces of flesh completely. God transforms his people this way to use them more perfectly. When Elijah competed with 850 Gentile prophets, of course, he needed a strong and confident character, but he needed a calm and delicate character at the same time. It's because he could be inflamed by the atmosphere. Many people gathered there to watch this match. They didn't come to cheer up Elijah, but they took the side of prophet of Gentile gods they worshipped. In addition, 850 Gentile prophets were crying out to their gods. In this atmosphere, he might lose his composer. He might have not be able to obey correctly God as he managed it. In this situation, however, Elijah stood against them strongly and confidently, and he dealt with them in a calm and delicate way. First, he made a trench around the altar and poured 12 pitchers of water on the burnt offering and on the wood. He also let the water flow around the altar and filled the trench with water. At the situation he had to bring down fire from heaven and burnt the offering, he rather wet the offering and the wood. By doing this, he didn't let anyone deny when the fire came from above and burnt the offerings. He made no one persist it happened coincidentally or give any other reason. We can see Elijah's delicate character from this. Also, he finished the job firmly by killing all the Gentile prophets at the spot. Likewise, those who have true hope do not avoid the reality, but think of God's will and obey. They change their shortages and practice the will of God. You meet refinement on your weakest point. It is to make you perfect like pure gold and a vessel for God's use. There is a family of a worker. They are going the way of faith very well. But one of them left the way of faith. The family members were sad and they cried a lot. And they had ill feelings about that member. So they prayed, Father God, I feel so sad and frustrated because of that member. When they prayed, Father God gave this heart. You've been running so diligently. But when you deal with the souls who have weak faith and give negative words, you do not harbor them. You have to have mercy on them too. So he realized that he should harbor the weak souls only, and then Father God will work on his family member to come back. We have to find our shortages and deficiencies in the sight of God and feel them. We should not compare ourselves with people who were once recognized men of spirit but looked at the world. We should not look at Elijah who overcame his weak character by prayer and fully obeyed God's will and change ourselves. I urge you to check yourself whether you are full of hope even in trials of blessings and obey with the hope for New Jerusalem or you wanted to avoid the reality and wanting to be into the bosom of the Lord. I hope you feel your shortages through this time. Next, we will look into faith. With the heart of flesh, you say you are showing faith, but you always give the limit. When you are in the flesh, you always think in flesh. Although you say you show faith, it's the fleshly faith, so you cannot solve problems. You do things until the limit you can do, and if they are not done well, after all, you rely on the world. Therefore, with the heart of flesh, although you say you have faith, you always give the limit. There is a member who is praying so hard and keeping his faith. So I said that he has a very good faith. Although he works late, he comes to church to attend annual prayer meeting. So I said to him, Deacon, how can you not change and how can you always give a confession of faith? Then he said, in 2013, I joined Mamin. At the time, I believed what I saw. Without seeing something, I didn't believe. However, I attended a summer retreat. There was a heavy rain, and he was holding the umbrella. But when our senior pastor prayed, the rain stopped. He was so surprised to see our senior pastor prayed to stop the rain. He was so worried. But the rain stopped. There was a big hole in the sky, and over the sky, he could see a clear sky over our venue. He couldn't understand with his fleshly thought. At the time, he realized that God is alive, and God, through the works of power, he could believe what he could not see. I heard this testimony. With the heart of flesh, you say you are showing faith, but you always give the limits. Well, it goes the same with divine healings. So Matthew 8:17 says, He himself took our infirmities and carried away our diseases. 1 Peter 2:24 says, For by his wounds you are healed. So those who believe that they are healed by Jesus' wounds, they don't need to suffer from any infirmities or diseases any longer. Some people say, I may sin because I'm weak, or it's hard to fully live by the word of God. But if you say you're weak yourself, then you can't help but weak. If you say it's hard to cast off sins, it's hard to live a Christian life. It's because Proverbs 18:21 says, Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. In any situations, if you say, I'm healthy by God's grace, according to your confession of faith, you can receive God's grace and strength so that you can overcome tiredness and the impossible can become possible. When you receive prayer for healing, you should not say, I believe I will be healed because you prayed for me, but I've already been healed. Then God works as you believe. If you say, I believe I will be healed, but still have pain now, it is not faith. Some people may ask, how can I say I'm okay while I'm still sick? Isn't it a lie? But if you understand what the spiritual faith is, you won't say so. Mark 11:24 says, Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. Hebrews 11:1-2 say, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, for by it the men of old gained approval. Faith is not that you confess about what have been done already. It is the conviction of things not seen when you hope for them. I'm not saying that it can be done even when you should say, I believe only with lips without believing in your heart. When you confess with the heart of true faith, it can be done in reality. The same goes for diseases. If you confess with faith, germs and viruses have been burned by the power of God. Diseases and infirmities went away from me. The Lord works on you according to that faith. It's because Jesus has already been wounded and shed blood to redeem us from our infirmities and diseases. However, if you cannot believe it nor confess it with faith, your disease won't go away. No matter how often you receive prayer, you still think, I'm sick, I'm not healed yet. So you are still sick. As long as you don't break down this negative thought, you cannot experience the work of God. If you say, I believe, without using fleshly thought, even paralyzed body can move and jump. Power of God the Creator manifests not only healings, but also the works of creation. It can heal any diseases or handicaps. After the opening of our church, many people have experienced the healing works of God. Especially in revival meetings or overseas crusades, many people get healed at the same time and testify to their healings. Only by one prayer from the altar, many people were healed of various kinds of incurable and hard-to-cure diseases, such as cancer or AIDS. And the blind came to see, the mute to hear, and the cripples came to walk. Sometimes while hearing the word or praise, they received healing works. If you want to be healed, you first have to repent of your sins and prepare yourself. You can listen to the message of the cross and repent of what you realize through the message. You may attend the prayer center meetings. In such ways, you should be prepared for answers. And then you should come before God. Then you can experience healing and answers. When I saw the Dalai Lama church members, I was so touched. The GCN Hindi viewers, they long for healings. They receive healings through the handkerchief prayer. They want to receive the prayer from Pastor Soojin Lee. While we didn't hold the divine healing meetings, they received the prayer from the previous divine healing meeting. So then they were healed. Because they have longing heart, they ask about the divine healing meeting for many months. For novice believers, the Father God accepts their listening to the message of the cross itself as their faith. But for workers and for leaders, Father God wants them to cast off their ill feelings or evil in their deep heart. Only then they can receive healings. And Father God works amazingly in India, in Delhi Mamin Church. It's because they have longing heart. Likewise, I hope you have a longing heart and yearning heart to receive healings. You should not give up in the middle, but feel your lacking points in the sight of God Almighty. Apostle Paul is one of the people who exceeded the flesh limit and acted with faith. He was very strong in self-righteousness. His ego was strong, and he thought he was prior to other people. Also, he always studied and prepared everything thoroughly. He studied things until he got answer and pondered on it. Because of this character, his ego was formed very firmly. On the other hand, he was very broad-minded, but he always counted things and thought ahead. This Apostle Paul was broken by the meeting with the Lord, and his characters changed spiritually. Once he realized that what he thought was right was not true, he considered things of flesh like rubbish right away. Although he had the best knowledge, he also considered it as rubbish. It's because he could be convinced that it was true, no matter how much he tried to doubt. Once he was sure that it was true, he kept it to the end. He didn't change in the middle. He didn't doubt on it in the middle. Also, once he thought something was right, his insisting on himself changed into the unchanging heart for the Lord. In many persecutions and hardships, his heart for the Lord never changed. It didn't change in doing his duties to deliver the Lord to others. Because he believed what he thought right once, unchangingly, he could give himself for many dying souls. Because what he believed is so clear truth, his heart was burning to make people understand and come back to the Lord. In Mamim ministry, we are experiencing amazing works that can be done only by God. Remembering those works of God, we should have faith that waits for the time of God, acting according to God's will with faith, exceeding the limit of flesh. Demolish ourselves like Apostle Paul, who surpassed the limit with passion and royalty. Do not say, I have many fleshly thoughts and I feel my fleshly limit, so I can't help it. But you should keep emptying yourself, just as Apostle Paul considered everything as rubbish after knowing the truth. Just like he didn't change in doing his duty in many persecutions and hardships, I hope you fill this time with such faith. Lastly, let's look into love. The heart of flesh loves someone only when the other loves you. But the heart of spirit loves without asking for anything. Also, you give things because you want to give, and you give from the heart, from heart to heart. So the love in spirit and flesh, love in flesh are different. There was someone who sold God's name to fill his lust. For example, he said, spiritual love is okay if we make love. This is spiritual love. It's okay for spiritual love. To satisfy his lust, that is, to fill his adulterous desire, he sold God's name and truth and did the deeds of flesh, saying it's okay for spiritual love. But spiritual love is first to make the other soul better and lead him to or her to heaven and New Jerusalem. This is the spiritual love. Those who love someone like that, secondly, solves the other's problem of life. If the other is living in troubles, you will help as much as you can. If you give some of yours, he or she can pay the rent and buy some food, then you will save money and help the other. It's hard to help others without saying, this is mine or yours. Although you have nothing to do with him, if you can help him from goodness, you will help. If I explain about spiritual love more deeply, there are so many other cases, but it's not giving burden to others, but rather make them happy. You should give love to everyone. It's good to have many depths of love. Without discrimination, even if the other is a child, an adult, a woman, or a man, if you can help, help them in the same manner. If you think, I will help him because he is handsome, then it is following the flesh. It is not goodness nor spiritual love. When you look around and find someone to help, then you help him. You cannot say you have spiritual love while helping some specific person or like. So spiritual love is not the love asking for something back. It's just giving. I give this, so you should do this to me. Spiritual love doesn't ask for this kind of reward. The purpose of giving is to make the other live a good Christian life, do the given duty well, and love the Father God. Even worldly people give such love to their own family and their friends. But the love from the heart of spirit is to love even those who hate you or harm you. However, even though you have come into spirit, your measure of spiritual heart is not all the same. When you fulfill this heart of spirit completely, you can come into whole spirit. Even if you cast off evil and flesh and came into spirit, in order to enter deeper level of spirit, you need to feel your shortages and deficiency of love. Let me first explain about deficiency of love. Some people grow up in much love, but others don't. Some children are loved by parents at home. Some others are reproached without love while growing up. So some parents only focus on making money, but do not care about their children. Some children grow in such family. Those who didn't receive love while growing up will have deficiency of love. If a family lives in poverty, parents have to work in the early morning and come back late at night. Children can barely see their parents. They spend their childhood and student days in this mood. They don't receive their father's love. It'll be good if mother gave them warm love. But if the mother also didn't give love to them because of poverty, the children will have deficiency of love. So even if they don't have evil in heart after coming into spirit, because they don't know how to express love, they have deficiency of love. Sometimes they stick to something or someone and they think it's love. It's because they think it's love to care for the other, doing good and being with him or her. While growing up, they was not cared by others or no one did good to them, or no one was with them. They think they should do so if they love someone. But obsession and love is clearly different. Obsession, it gives a hard time to others, and after all, it gives a hard time to themselves. But those who have deficiency of love cannot discern this difference. On the contrary, some people cannot have attachment on anything because of the deficiency of love. If you love someone, it's natural to be interested in him and give heart and care to him. But because they've never received such love and care, they cannot give it to others either. Those who didn't receive do not know how to give. It's not on purpose, though. They may seem to have no love to other side. In other side. The problem of having deficiency of love is that they cannot discern when they should harbor someone, when they should rebuke someone, when to forgive or when to reproach. Because they didn't receive or give love, because they didn't pass the normal process, they cannot tell. For instance, growing up in much love of parents do not mean that they were forgiven and understood by parents of whatever they did. Sometimes they were rebuked or flogged, but it is also from love. Some people are proud of this. I've never been plugged by parents while growing up. It would be good if they grow up without being plugged and stand on a rock of faith and commit to spirit, but it doesn't happen like that. Sometimes they're forgiven and understood, but sometimes they're rebuked and punished about their wrongdoings. After all, they realize it. They realize it was all from their parents' love. These are the ones who received true love from parents. Therefore, those who received love while growing up, they understand not only forgiving and harboring, but also rebuking and turning their face away is love. Likewise, love can be shown in many forms. However, those who are deficient in love and cannot discern how and where to express this love. So sometimes they think only forgiving and harboring is love. And on the contrary, they think only rebuking and punishing is love. Both cases have deficiency of love. One is the case that parents forgive and do good without condition, and their children go astray to the world. They don't receive parents' love as love. The other is the case that the parents always punish and rebuke them, and their children grow up in oppression, so now they have rebellious spirit. They want to live as they want. They also have ill feeling to their parents, so they cannot give spiritual love to others. They can have deficiency of love from this. I said earlier that if you have deficiency of love, you cannot discern when to forgive, when to harbor, or when to rebuke, and when to turn your face away. On the contrary, the shortage of love is, for instance, when you decide to understand or forgive someone, you don't know how much you should do so. If you cannot discern when to forgive or when to rebuke, then you have deficiency of love. But if you have a shortage of love, you don't know where to stop forgiving someone or love someone. If you come into deeper level of spirit, it's not you who do such things. You don't use your mind or thought, but mostly you will do by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If you go higher level of spirit, it is more so. You cannot do things as you want, but you will do most things by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Let's say you come into a whole spirit and fill your whole spirit by 100%, then you are completely guided by the Holy Spirit. When you read the Bible, our Lord didn't do anything by His own will without the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. When His disciples said to go to Jerusalem, He said, "You go first, for it is not my time." He followed soon, though. Even for one step, he took by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He prayed and did all things by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This way, if you go deeper level of spirit, you don't do anything by your own will. If you go into whole spirit, you will be guided by the Holy Spirit all the more. The same goes for charity works and love. You don't help anyone just as you want. The Holy Spirit guides you whom you can help or not. It applies the same on goodness and love. If you enter into that level, you don't do anything by your own. You do all things by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You leave everything to God in life. Before you listen to this word, you didn't realize where to love or when to punish. You didn't know when, but if you are managed by the Holy Spirit, you will know when you will forgive or punish. If you enter into deeper spirit, you should discern whom to love, how to help, and what to do. So, does it seem to be difficult? No. It's not do by your own thought and mind. You just follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so it's not difficult at all. So you'll be guided in everything prosperously. If you look into spiritual love, you can discover yourself in many aspects. You should check if you do the unconditional love or if you be biased on someone or love or people, and if you support the other physically too for his soul. But even if you fulfill such heart, you should find your deficiency and shortage of love so that you can love others following the voice and guidance of the Holy Spirit, not from your own frameworks of love and goodness. There is time to give, time to stop, time to wait, and time to forgive. We should realize it one by one through fervent prayer so that we can act spiritual love that pleases Father God. Let me conclude the message. We looked into four kinds of heart for the way to come into a deeper level of spirit. Preparing for this message about goodness, hope, faith, and love, I realized that it is limitless to understand the depths of Father God's heart. I realized that the goodness I have and the love I have are so limited. And I found again that there is more perfect heart and of goodness. I also realized that we need to study and pray fervently to understand the depths of Father God's heart, goodness, faith, hope, and love, and to resemble them. Therefore, we should not stop where we have fulfilled so far. We should keep on meditating on Father God's heart, goodness, and love with prayer. We should always check ourselves and change. Enoch had such a heart. Our senior pastor also kept pondering, although he knew much about spiritual realm. Because he wanted to resemble Father God 100%, even though he knew almost everything about spiritual realm, he pondered over and over again with prayer. He didn't pass on anything. He tried to find the Father God's heart and will from it. He pondered on spiritual things. He knows a lot about natural theory. It's because he doesn't just pass on anything but studies on it. Enoch was originally pure and good in his character. In addition, he always pondered on God and spiritual realm. He didn't just pass on anything, but he tried to find God's heart and will from it. He pondered on spiritual things. Also, he did not insist on himself, but he was active to search God. Thanks to this character, he could actively communicate with God and had a deep relationship with God on this earth. For example, he tried to feel Father God's heart and love even from a piece of clouds in the sky. Looking at the beautiful nature, he felt the delicate hands and love of the Father God. Just as a child is so glad and happy to receive his parents' gift, Enoch dealt with everything God gave with this manner. He correctly understood the heart of Father God contained in all creation. Looking at the flower, he understood the heart of Father who put it there. He felt the warm hand of Father God from the breeze. When God saw this Enoch who understood and felt his heart, how pleased Father God was. How lovely he looked to God. Why don't you try to be loved by Father God like him? Our mommy members are loved by God, but why don't you try to be loved more? Our senior pastor has been loved by Father God since he was a novice believer. Let me read his word. I never made my father take his eyes off from me. I never left his love in my Christian life. In any trials and hardships, I always held on to him, and I was grateful for his love. I gave thanks in trials. I rejoiced, and then, after that trial, it turned to his glory, and I received blessing. When I was in trials, it seemed to be end without any hope, but I always thought it was the way of blessing. You know, a senior pastor thinks so too now, because he believes that he will see the glory he's looking at this time with faith. Our senior pastor is hovering the world. In his heart, he hovers us to enter New Jerusalem. So he is giving the favor that we want to circumcise our heart. If you leave the space of the senior pastor, then you Satan is accusing our mommy members. Well, how do you feel after about 10 years, after 2010? You want to fill your heart with a spirit to fulfill the perfect goodness and love. I believe you are doing so. God of hosts is alive. He loves me. I'm loved by Him. He's with me. Father showed so many proofs of His love for me. So how can I feel hard in that? And how can I doubt when trials came? I believe Father 100% in all things. So all I had to do was to take it as the chance of blessing. But so many people think it hard and difficult in trials. They lose heart if they don't get answers to prayer. You lose heart and feel distressed because you did something wrong. Our senior pastor said like this, I think our senior pastor has the same thought now. The senior pastor said to do everything good. I hope you look at everything with faith in this time of blessing. Loving brothers and sisters, I pray that you may think the heart and will of God only and long for deeper level of spirit, understanding His heart like the forefathers and our shepherd.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. all epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.